Band's new album, Time Is Up, comes out in March. Can you tell us a little bit more about what do you guys wanted to improve and focus on this album versus your last one, Burn?
Yeah, we pretty much touched on every bass that we wanted to improve on this album. This one, I think, compared to the last album, it's faster, heavier, more aggressive, more catchy, and more technical. It's pretty much better in every way.
And what were your impressions of what you guys wanted to change versus what and other people said about the other albums, since you got kind of mixed reviews?
I guess we basically did whatever we wanted to on this album. The main thing for me was catchiness while still maintaining all the aggression and the technicality in the music. And I think we did accomplish that pretty well on this album. But I think on the last album, some of the better songs on Burn are a pretty good hint at the way this album was going to come out. I mean, some of the stuff that's on the last album was written when I was 15 and 16 years old. So, you know, if anybody had anything to say about it, whatever.
And how do you guys feel about this one, since you, I assume you already finished, since it has the dates of March? How are you guys feeling about it?
The way it really couldn't have turned out much better than it is. Everything turned out just the way we want it, and it sounds good. The songs are there. It's just a good heavy metal album.
Oh, what made you go towards the old school trash metal versus playing something more modern and more, you know, up to date, as some people might say?
Well, when we first started out, nobody else was really doing thrash metal. Just recently it's become like the cool thing to do, but back in 2004 when we started there, we couldn't really find anybody else that sounded like us. So we made it our mission to bring back really riff-heavy, fast metal. I mean, it's really all thrash metal is really fast metal. Nobody else was doing it, so we took it upon ourselves to start trend, I guess you could say.
And how do you feel that you guys fare now that it catch up again, all the greats are coming back, there's all these new bands playing in? What would you say, where do you place yourselves between the whole revival of the genre?
I think the whole revival is cool, but at the same time, it's some of the bands aren't going to stick around, and it's just they're doing it just because it's a hot thing to do right now. But as far as we go, we were doing it like before it was a cool thing to do. So I don't see us changing it or fizzling out when the movement goes away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were doing it before it was cool, so of course we're not going to change as soon as it's not cool to do anymore.
That. What were your impressions on how people have been receiving the music, and when you, compared to when you started to now, that it's more, you know, like we're saying, it became more popular again, the genre.
Right. I think it's cool that a lot of people are into it. But at the same time, there's people that have a lot of animosity towards anything that's called thrash because they automatically assume it sucks or it's a throwback or, you know, it's rip-off bands, which I think is totally stupid because there's bands out there that have all the elements of their favorite band, but they don't like that band just because they're new. That's a totally blows my mind. I don't understand how that happens, but I think there's more people out there that like what's going on than don't, but I don't understand the people that are totally against all these newer bands, even though they're playing exactly the type of music that they like.
So you guys are going to hit the road in February with Malibu Creation and a pretty diverse lineup. What are your thoughts on what you think people are going to receive the band being between sandwiched in between all this type of all these different bands?
Yeah, I think this upcoming tour has a pretty eclectic bill. I don't think any of the bands really sound like each other, so I think people will get their money's worth when they come out to the show because they'll get a diverse show and they won't have to listen to, you know, five bands that sound just like each other. But I don't think the response is going to be bad at all. I mean, we've toured with Hammerfall, and they're totally not our same style, but our music, I think, has the ability to transcend some of the genre barriers, I guess. We can, you know, we've been playing long enough that we've noticed that we still hold appeal even to death metal people and power metal people and thrash metal people. And I mean, we even have people come up to us after shows and say, "I hate heavy metal, but I like your band." So I think we've got, you know, a pretty good crossover appeal. We don't alienate a lot of people, I guess you could say.
And what would you think is the main reason that you guys got picked up earlier in the game when the trash was being, you know, kind of revived versus other bands that didn't manage to get that luck now, since now, like we talked, it's more popular?
I think that had a lot to do with us being one of the first of the newer wave to actually be touring and stuff. I mean, I'm not saying that we're better in any way or anything like that, but as far as my memory serves, we were touring before Bonded by Blood was touring. We were touring before Warbringer, before Evile, before Gamma Bomb. As far as I know, we were touring way before a lot of these other bands were. And so I think that might have had a lot to do with why we were one of the first to get picked up by a label.
And what are your thoughts about the current state of all these great bands releasing new albums with a little bit more modern elements and trying to modernize their sound versus the other bands that are just trying to stay the same?
I think modernization is a good thing because obviously you don't want to sound like you're straight out of 1987. If anybody wants to listen to metal from 1987, they should go pick up, South of Heaven or something. But I think it's good to have elements of the old school because, honestly, a lot of metal was way better 20 years ago than it is now. So I think it's cool to have, like, the influences of the old school, but you shouldn't try to sound super dated, you know? And that's one thing that I think we accomplished with this new album. It doesn't sound like a Slayer, Metallica ripoff band. It sounds like a Havoc album.
And what would you say are the modern or more recent additions that you think your music has, going more particular into that?
You mean like as far as influence goes?
Well, as far as an influence, and as far as whenever you guys are composing and you think that you want to do this way because it sounds more up-to-date.
Right. I think in comparison to a lot of, like, the throwback type of thrash stuff, we differentiate ourselves from those type of bands because, I mean, we've got slap bass all over our album. We've got, I think a more modernized drum sound, not just sound, but the way things are being played, I think sounds a lot crazier than drums that came out in, you know, 84 and 1988 and stuff like that. So I think there's a lot of elements on the album that make it sound modern and make it so you can't just say it sounds like rehashed classic, old school, retro stuff, because there's a lot of things on our album that I hear that I haven't heard on other thrash albums. There's parts on our albums where I'd ask the whole band, like, what do you guys think this sounds like? Does this remind you of anything? And there's a couple parts on our album where they're like, no, nobody else would do that in a metal song. So I think we definitely have some things to set us apart from the pack.
Okay, and what about it in terms of, you know, that the image, how much do you think that's valuable to keep some of the classical image versus just showing up with, you know, dressed like a clown or any other gimmick?
Right. Well, the way we're dressed, there is no gimmick. I wear the same exact clothes that I wear around my house and when I'm going to the grocery store as I do when I'm on stage. Nobody, like, dresses up just to go on stage. We all dress exactly the same when we're not on stage. We don't go, like, wearing crazy bullet belts and, like, leather everything and huge boots and spiked wristbands and shit like that. We don't do that every day, so we don't do it on stage. I think image is important for a band, but we're not one of those bands that, like, tries really hard, I guess, in that department. I mean, we don't look stupid. It always sucks when you go see, like, a local band, and one guy's got corpse paint on, and then the other guy's wearing a baseball jersey with a backwards hat on, and the other guy's shirtless and, you know, showing off all his tattoos. That type of shit just looks weird. Like, so obviously image is important, but we're not, like, overly concerned with that. We're way more about our music than what brand of T-shirt or shoes we're wearing.
And going into the technical aspect, how much virtuosity do you think it's enough in an album of this type of music?
How much what is it?
Virtuosity, how much, you know, extreme technical ability?
Yeah. Are we going on a scale from Ramones to Necrophagist?
yeah, something like that.
I'd say it's definitely on more on the Necrophagist side of things. It's not, our music's not simple. It's definitely not simple. I think anybody that plays guitar or drums or bass would definitely have fun trying to learn how to play these songs because they're not super easy to play. So I guess I would say we're more technical than most bands, but we're certainly not a Dream Theater or anything like that. But there's definitely technicality in there.
And how much for you personally is the limit? I mean, do you strive to keep getting, you know, faster, better, whatever, or you think that you're settled with what the style that the band is currently going with?
I think the next album, at the end of the day, just crazy, strictly technical music doesn't sell. You need to have good songs. So I'm more concerned with good songs, but I'm also a really huge fan of technical playing and on-time signatures and weird meter changes and things like that and harmonies and, you know, I'm way into the musical side of things, but I think the backbone needs to be a good song. I think one band, they're not really like a super heavy metal band, but I think they're really brilliant at mixing together catchiness with technicality is Tool. I think they do a very good job of mixing a catchy song with odd time signatures and, you know, smart music.
And would you think that you want to move towards that more with the band, or if we will leave it to, like, you know, a side project in the future?
Oh no! I wouldn't say take Tool as, like,
an
influence or anything like that. Like, we're not definitely not going in that direction, but I think our next album will the songs will be catchier, and where needed it will be more technical. This album didn't do a whole lot of experimentation with different odd time signatures and things like that, but we have the ability to do all of that, and we want to showcase it in the future.
And going on to a little bit of a different topic, how do you guys fare, and how do you guys see it to catch on popularity in Europe? Because thrash was, you know, primarily the U.S., and there's a lot of American bands respected in Europe, but how do you feel for new guys to come and make it or break it over there?
We will probably be going over there sometime this year, or at least in this album cycle. And funny enough, we've sold more albums in Europe than we have here, and we've toured here so many times. But so I think going over to Europe will be definitely a good thing for us. Every story I ever hear from other bands is that Europe is totally crazy for metal. So I'm looking forward to getting over there.
And on the upcoming tour, do you guys have anything planned after this tour, since you guys are not headlining or anything, and I don't know if you'll be able to showcase the album enough with, like, a short set or something?
Right. Well, anytime we play in Denver, typically we're headlining, and we normally play a way longer set here in town. But after this Malevolent Creation tour, the album will come out, and then we plan on touring all year, so there'll be lots of opportunities for people to come out and see us on the road.
Okay, and just to kind of, you know, start wrapping some things up, is there anything that you want to say to the fans and the people waiting for the album, maybe not in the U.S., or in the U.S. and in Europe?
I'd like to tell everybody to pick it up, because I think anybody that plays music or, plays guitar, drums, or bass will really enjoy it just for the music side of it. But anybody that likes heavy metal should like this album. It's got everything that makes a good heavy metal album, I think. It's got good riffs, good drum beats, it's in your face. I think it's worth picking up, so I'd recommend it to anybody.
And in terms of future plans, are you guys going to be a band that sticks to what you're good at, or sell out in the future, just so people know in advance?
No plans of selling out. We're going to keep making the music that we want to make. And, we're going to keep playing what we're good at and what we like to do, which is fast, tight, heavy metal.
Okay, are there any...
I wouldn't expect us to put out a load or a reload anytime soon.
Maybe in 20 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, we'll see. If we do something like that, it'll probably have to be called something else. We can't call it a Havoc album.